Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Lou Petrucci is joining us this morning, president of the Buffalo School Board. Lou, we're glad you could join us. It's been a kind of a chaotic week for a lot of families in Buffalo, and whether schools were open or closed, and whether they were snow days or remote days. Decisions were made pretty late in the day as well. How did you take all of this in? What were you thinking about?
Well, thanks, Susan. The superintendent actually makes the decision whether or not to open schools or to close them. He does consult with the board, though. He does ask our opinion and ask what we're hearing out in the community. One of the things that was pretty surprising that became evident was the number of parents who are concerned about transportation and safety, because we were receiving hundreds of videos and photos of, cars and vehicles stuck on some of our smaller side streets and, delivery trucks and people that couldn't get done. Yeah, the district is always kind of, you're stuck between you want kids to be in the classroom, but you also want to make sure they can get there safely. Part of the challenge we have also is that parents need us to make a decision as early as possible because they need to make arrangements. Because when we close schools, it has a very direct and real impact upon our Buffalo Public School family. You have to find, childcare. You're trying to find someone else I know the discussion we had as father of four kids who went to Buffalo Public Schools. We were lucky in that me and my wife had the type of time that we could take off for one of us to, to take care of our children. But not everyone has that opportunity. But a lot of that, so we try to make the decisions early, but oftentimes the factors that you need to make those decisions, they're predictions, and you're waiting to collect and to garner all the information you need to make it. And sometimes it doesn't happen as early as people would like.
It was a lot of snow, Lou, but nothing unprecedented for Buffalo by any stretch of the means. For this amount of snow, can you remember at all a time where it kind of took this long to get back and ramp up to normal?
I can't. All I can, we were thinking about this in discussion yesterday, is all I can think of is that the same type of, driver shortages that are impacting us with respect to bus drivers are impacting the city of Buffalo when it comes to the guys that drive the plows and that drive, that do the garbage pickup. And I think that very well may be a factor. I can just speak in my own neighborhood. I know that I live on a major route, by a hospital and a college and everything else. And we didn't get plowed until the next day. My mother, who lives on a secondary route, I was over there digging her out also, because it took even longer for them to get to her street as well. And that's just kind of representative of what many families and people are feeling across the city of Buffalo. So, yeah, it impacts us because, transportation has been, at the front for not just Buffalo, but for all school districts. And when something along these lines impacts us, because we're an old city with a lot of narrow old streets, and when they're not cleared and when buses can't get down them, it provides an additional challenge for the district.
How does the district go forward with snow days or remote days? Do you think there's still a place for snow days?
Yeah, there is. Simply because even if we're teaching remote, Susan, we would still need to have the personnel in place to do so. So you have to make sure that they have devices. You have to make sure that everyone is geared up to get it up and running. So a lot of times that takes that kind of, that pre-planning. It's not like you just flip a switch. We can do it, but it takes a little bit of time. And there will still be time for snow days because sometimes the weather is going to come to that level that's going to impact for whatever reason. If there's, you know, power outages or you know, people can't get to their devices, whatever the reason may be, the cable is out, et cetera, et cetera. But do I see a future where there's less snow days? Yeah, because there is that opportunity for remote learning and our children do have the devices.
Are you worried at all that's overstated a little bit, the ability to, as you mentioned, kind of flip a switch to remote learning? I think that's kind of in a lot of people's minds right now after the last year, like, oh, well, you know, just have a remote learning day today, as if it's, you know, as simple as flipping that switch. But whether it's having, you know, students have the capabilities, the equipment to log on remotely, or the teachers to prepare something for remote learning as opposed to in-person, it's not that easy, especially on just an hour's notice.
Right. And also, you know, all the other kind of infrastructure things, you know, our internet service providers. And again, I've been around long enough. I'm a lifelong Buffalonian. And, you know, there are those times when, you know, you're you know, waiting for the power to come back on. It doesn't happen frequently, but what happens occasionally, as you all know, it's sporadic. It's in different sections and it moves around and you call into grid and you get the estimate of when the power is going to come back on. But there's all those things that come in too. And the second thing also is our preference is always to have in-person learning, because in-person learning is the best. You know, remote learning has its place and it's good. But it's not a substitute for the classroom.
A lot of districts, Lou, have had some difficulty with staff and bus driver availability in the last week, actually since coming back from Christmas break. I know that the Buffalo School Board meeting was not held last night. It was canceled. But do you know how the district is doing with, you know, your staff and bus drivers and substitutes?
Yeah, we are. We're still the problem is that the same factors that have impacted us. We're still, I believe, the last estimate that I heard was that we were about 50 drivers down. I will say that we went to a rotating schedule of early releases for two schools once a day, and that has really helped. We brought in some drivers from Rochester, Rochester agreed to send us some drivers while they were in remote mode, but they also passed legislation to pay the drivers so they wouldn't have been impacted. So where we thought we were going to get dozens of drivers, we got five. You know, it was a nice gesture. You know, we appreciate it, but it wasn't enough to make a huge impact. It made a little impact. So we're hoping that as the virus crests, as we're starting to see the numbers come down, that this will increase the amount of drivers and bus aides and things that we need every day for our transportation needs.
How much does that need complicate things? You know, would it have been a harder decision or maybe a more close decision to close schools if, you know, you had a full force of bus drivers and, you know, everyone was ready, you weren't already experiencing those issues?
Yeah, that would have been a part of it. The other part, though, is actually, you know, the physical condition in which we're getting kids to school, you know, to make sure that, you know, one of the big things that we heard from parents was not only that the streets weren't closed, but, you know, where the kids were going to be waiting for the bus. Because unlike the NFTA, we don't have, you know, bus shelters. I know a lot of my friends that live out in the country, they have those little, you know, those little shelters that their kids wait for the bus at the end of the road or the end of their very long driveways. We don't have that. Our kids oftentimes are, you know, standing on these very busy corners, these very busy intersections. And that was one of the big concerns that parents also raised was they were worried about snowbanks and visibility and student safety, because a lot of times in the city of Buffalo, the city is limited where they can put the snow. So, and people walk in the street. That was the other big thing because sidewalks weren't shoveled. So there was all those factors that really played into the decision as we were going around and around. Going forward, though, I know that you know, we're going to have to sit down and see how we move this because we need to get our kids in classroom as often as possible.
We're talking live with Lou Petrucci, president of the Buffalo School Board on WBEN Buffalo. Lou, I just want to ask you about Test to Stay because we understand now it's going to be coming to Buffalo School District. What do you know about when this may start?
I don't know when it's going to start. I know that because when I heard the interview the other day by one of our associate superintendents, we had a conversation. A lot of it's going to be rolling out the logistics just because, you know, it's such a large district and how we're going to do it and how we're going to collect and who's going to do all the various, you know, the items. But it's more right now, it's the stage where they're developing the implementation plan.
Lou Petrucci is president of the Buffalo School Board, joining us for the past several minutes. Lou, thank you for the time. Best of luck the rest of the week getting to school with all the snow problems the city's been experiencing.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.